Here we're going to talk about Jeopardy. Now, for like a year or so, I believe I've had the season pass on Jeopardy on my DVR.
Really?
But I have the maximum episodes of 5. I don't want 250 episodes on there.
Yeah.
So I always want Jeopardy available on my schedule. But I don't want more than 5 because I realize if you wait till I actually watch one, then I would have 100 episodes on there. It's a very sporadic thing. I just want it there. And it's only a button or two, so what's the big deal? However, I've gone more and more to the Jeopardy button, as I'm assuming everyone has, when Jeopardy has been in the news over the last month or so. So this came up. I was kind of unaware of it, really, like 2 weeks ago when we started talking about this off the air. Then I'm like, oh, well, I have all these episodes. Let me start watching. To learn more about James Holzhauer, who probably needs very little introduction by now because this is a really big deal for a show that's been a big deal in the U.S. for years and years and years.
Well, you remember Ken Jennings?
Oh, yeah.
He was all the rage in 2004.
Is that long ago?
I believe he was on 74 shows in a row. And he won $2.52 million. Okay, so 74 shows.
Okay, so he's a champion, 73 consecutive episodes?
Must be that. 74 shows, 2.52. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Holzhauer just won his 29th straight yesterday. 2.25.
Game has changed.
Well, he bets a ton. He's almost won what Ken Jennings did in less than half of the shows for sure. Definitely by the time if indeed he doesn't lose tonight or tomorrow, he'll have the record in less than half of the shows.
James is 34 years old, and has done that dream, guys. He quit it all and moved to Vegas to gamble on sports. And that has since worked his way. Now he's aspired to be a sports guy, to you know, take part in the analytics revolution. And
okay, so he's not a Jeopardy guy because a lot of the really smart Jeopardy people get zero on the sports categories. Like they don't know Tom Landry on the Cowboys or whatever, right?
I don't know to what extent, Jake. If you have something on this, jump in. But I know that he aspires to basically, as a mathematics-educated young man, he just wants to not work a Joe job. He wants to find market inefficiencies and gamble his way to a living. Not that uncommon profession these days.
Hasn't there been a team that has actually reached out and offered him employment?
Well, there was at least a report that there were teams interested because in the interviews he gave, he said, when I got out of college, I thought I could work in a front office and be very happy. And he's got the brain that those guys usually hire. So I think after that was published, at least one MLB team has reached out to him.
Well, think about how sports has changed, Bob. I think when you got out of college, you might have thought, I love sportsing and thinking and all that. But I don't even think you considered working for a franchise because that was all ex-players or you had to be in the game or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And now with, you know, John Daniels and who was the guy in Boston, in Chicago? Theo Epstein, that's kind of changed now to where the smart guys.
I bet your college is filled with guys who are going to be front office dudes now. I bet.
Because now that it's not thought that you have to have played the game.
Let's play this audio that we have from which morning show?
I don't know. Clinton News Network Suits.
All right.
CNN show.
Okay. Let's play this.
Well, first here, set it up a little bit. They had a few people on who he has laid waste to.
And his big bid is he bets the big money first, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And he bets all of his money.
In many cases. He'll go for the daily doubles.
So if he already has 7,000 and the opponents each have 500 and he's on a daily double, he'll bet 7,000.
In some cases,
and now all of a sudden he's got 14.
He's also super, super quick on the buzzer, which really seems to frustrate everybody. He kind of has a little bit of a brash
style.
Like
he's just hitting it anyway because I'll know it once it comes up.
Yeah, and he's just not your typical Jeopardy nerd type approach. He's a little cocky. And so they had a few people on that he's beaten to get their take on it. And I was particularly amused by this one nerd who says, this just isn't fair.
Right. Alex, you are of the mind, and this is certainly something people have talked about, that Holzhauer has actually broken the game. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't quite think that he's broken the game, but I think that his gameplay style is definitely something that we cannot really beat by traditionally playing Jeopardy. I think that he's definitely changing the game, but I don't know if the ways that he has changed the game can be replicated.
And Robin, you take a look at it and you say, you know, he plays the game like a professional gambler as opposed to a contestant. What do you mean by that?
He's turned it into work. He turned it into his job. He took a year off from his job. That's what he told me, to just focus on and perfect this. For us, this is a game. This is a fun experience. And when it comes to dealing with him, it was not.
What do you mean it wasn't fun?
I've made no secret of the fact that James and I did not get on backstage. I did not feel he was respectful to me. He wasn't respectful to a lot of the other people, to the staff. Mm-hmm. I felt, and he doesn't have the respect for the game. Yeah, it wasn't what we were expecting. It's not what we'd prepared for.
Well, that's gold audio right there.
Said every single team that got their head kicked in by a revolutionary monster.
Yeah, so you have somebody that's just put half a hundred on you. And they kind of giggled on their way off the field, and now you're really mad that they didn't respect you or the game as they destroyed you.
That's not how we play. And the part where she's like, he's treating it like gambling. Whenever I was doing this with Danny the other day, he's like, isn't there literally a part where you say, I wager?
Yes.
It's very much a gambling-based show.
So I heard about the blowback before I watched this guy, and I now have watched his last half a dozen or so. And man, I'm now hypersensitive to the complaints before watching him, Dan, so I'm actually looking for things to be mad about. He knows everything, and that's really what it boils down to, is you can pick the squares in a different order, and you can maximize your gambles, and you can play the odds, but at the end of the day, you better know everything about everything if you're going to be good at Jeopardy. And, you know, as someone who tries to know as much as humanly possible, he's on a different level. And that's really what it boils down to. Pick the squares in any order you want, and if you know more than the other two, you're going to destroy them. Now, if I were to nitpick, on one thing he doesn't do well is he doesn't know how to smile. And that might suggest he's either an alien or a cyborg, because when they ask him to smile and the camera's on him and they're introducing him, He shows his teeth awkwardly, and he does it. He's really poor at smiling. He's got a little Tony Romo to him in that, but then he does try to show his teeth, and it looks like almost like a horse is sort of. But other than that, he's just really good. What are they complaining about?
Losing?
Yeah.
This is not fun. I wanted to have fun.
Now, maybe the other difference is if you do have 20,000 and nobody else has more than 800, most of us would say, okay, now let's start playing defense and only wager a little bit so as not to hurt ourselves. And he does often say, screw it, 18,000. You know, like he'll wager a ton. And so he ends up going from a $60,000 lead to a $120,000 lead simply because he's still trying to run up the score.
That's probably the difference between him and Ken Jennings then.
Probably.
Because Ken Jennings also just, like you said, answer everything right, and you're just going to win.
This guy is, I mean, he's trying to build.
It's the opener, right? The opener. Why not bring in Leclerc in the sixth inning?
Yeah.
No. We're putting him in the first.
Right.
But he faced the same three batters in the sixth inning. No. He's the opener.
I'll tell you what, though. It does go back to the sports theory that we all want dynasties. You can say you don't. You can say you want parity and fairness, but you're tuning.
But this is making you watch.
Yeah, you're tuning in to watch this guy just hand everybody their heads by 8 after the hour. It's like 6:08, and now you're like, am I going to keep watching this?
No, just last week, I put the season pass in there.
Okay.
With 5, but...
Yeah.
But like you said, you know, now people are caring about Jeopardy. Now people are tuning in. They definitely want a dynasty.
Yeah,
you think Major League Baseball doesn't want the Yankees to be good?
With a dynasty, you could root for it to fail, so should you so choose.
Yeah, that...
I don't care about any of these other people either way.
That looks like a fool's errand, though, right
now. You think the NBA would like Portland to be facing Toronto?
Or
are they happy Golden State's in there again?
But they don't care if Golden State wins or loses. They just know a bunch of people already hate them. And they asked them about it at the end, well, how does this end? And they're like, only he can beat him. None of us can stop him.
Like he's going to have to tank because he got risky and then got it wrong.
Yes.
And, yeah.
It'll just be a perfect storm of...
A fluke.
Exactly.
Right.
They can't stop him.
It's great. James Holzhauer, thank you for coming into our life.
GBL?
All right. It is 2:30. Sports Sesh is next.